Welcome, everybody. It's time again for another episode of SLMA Radio, brought to you on behalf of the thousands and thousands of members of the Sales Lead Management Association. If it has to do with sales lead management or sales lead marketing, it probably starts here with the SLMA Radio Show. As you know, we have a rotating series of hosts on this program with different topics, different programs brought to you each and every week. This week, it's Susan Finch. Hey, Susan.
Hi, this is Susan Finch here, your host today for SLMA Radio. And my guest today is Anil Kaul, co-founder and CEO of Absolute Data. Now, this interview is a little different than many of our 500-plus executive interviews because we really need to delve into your own AI platform. And Anil, yours is known as
Navik AI, right?
And I see that your platform is built for sales, marketing, and researchers. But today we're going to focus on how AI empowers sales management and salespeople. We know that sales management's all about making the right decisions at the right time and guiding sales reps to do the same. So who should be followed up? We need to know. What action is the right action to take with the customer? And when to drop a lead and move on? And who will buy this month and this quarter? So let's get right into it. I don't like to spend a long time on long intros. I want to dive into this meaty content. First question is, what do sales managers say about AI as a tool to help them manage? Are they welcoming or defensive?
I don't know if they're welcoming or defensive because most of the people are still puzzled, intrigued, and curious because they hear a lot about AI. Like, you know, you can't pick up and you can't go to a website, you can't pick up a magazine, you can't pick up anything that doesn't have something about AI mentioning there and many times mentioning that you won't have a job tomorrow. AI is going to take over. However, I think a lot of people just are right now at a stage saying, you know, I hear about AI. I don't know what it is. I believe it will have an impact on what I'm going to be doing in future. Help me figure out what it is and how do I use it. I think people will get defensive. People might be more excited about it once they understand it. But I think right now it's all about tell me what can it do for me. And what I find is that once you share and explain to them what AI is, and what it can do, then you see a lot of enthusiasm. That because, you know, once you get it, you realize that AI is not about replacing people. AI is not about, automating tasks and, you know, not having to do it. It's basically about making you significantly more effective in what you do. So if you are a salesperson, you will sell 10 times what you're selling today when you have all the AI tools available to you. If you're a sales manager, you're going to become significantly better at managing your team and meeting the goals that you've set for your team, for each individual as well as for yourself. So, you know, once you understand and see that vision, that's when a lot of enthusiasm.
What are the three biggest advantages for sales managers that have an AI assist to help them coach their salespeople?
If you look at any sales manager and look at where they're spending their time, where their challenges are, where they think about, you'll find that increasing the productivity, increasing the effectiveness of their sales team is one of their biggest goals. Like everybody is always trying to figure out what am I going to be doing next so that I can increase the productivity of my sales team. And the traditional tools that people have tended to use is first, make sure that you hire the right salesperson. Second, once you hire them, provide them the right type of coaching and training. Third, you know, spend time with them so that you can help and coach them better in closing the sale and taking the leads and so on and so forth, right? So these are three things that people have traditionally done from a sales management perspective. However, if you ask anyone, they will, you know, give you a long story about why each one of them doesn't work really well, right? I see how many times companies are hiring people and firing people in the sales job. I've actually had somebody ask me, how many salespeople has the company gone through? If not many, then you guys are not doing a good job. Like, okay, that's how people look at hiring, right? Second, because it becomes more like a hit and miss thing, which is I can get somebody and see them, they work or not. The second, even about training, we know most of the people forget about what happened in the training thing. You know, 80% of it is lost within 3 to 5 days. So again, spending a huge amount of money, not getting much output out of it. And then coaching is a very time intensive job. It's not what got you to become a sales manager. And now you're expected to be spending all your time coaching the people. So, you know, I was reading this statistic which said that sales managers are expected to spend 50% of their time coaching. Well, they actually do it about 5% of the time. This is what you have used to increase productivity. Now, when AI comes in, it actually takes over and increases the effectiveness of your salespeople tremendously. And the reason it's able to do it is because it can, starting from the lead generation point of view, automatically generate leads for you that are not in your CRM system today. You know, once the lead has been generated, it can tell you which leads you should, and for each individual salesperson, which lead they should be targeting and focusing on that. And then for each lead, what should the closing plan be? What are the steps that you need to take to get to close that particular sale? And then every time you have a contact with a customer or a potential customer, what should your interaction be? What product should you talk about? What message should you give to them? What channel should you use to create that contact and make that contact? All of these things. So it's, think of it like, I am a salesperson and I've got a coach in my pocket that is telling me what to do. And we know when you have a good coach, it makes a big difference. You know, if your team has the best coach in the industry, of course you're going to win the Super Bowl. And that is, I think, what you need to be doing as a sales manager with AI as your assistant.
It's an interesting thing you bring it up. I see many companies too, as they expand, you said that the sales managers are expected to do so much coaching. And even with the AI tool in place, that's still a lot of time when you have a big team. I find that more successful companies are actually bringing on a coach to handle that piece of it. That seems to help at least divide and conquer some of the.
Yes, the thing with the coach is, one, it's not easy to find them. They're expensive.
Yeah.
And then, you know, a coach will do best based on what they know and what their experience is. AI has all the data that you have available. It learns from three different ways, which I think usually a coach finds stuff to do. First, it learns from the history of that particular client and that prospect that you're talking to. It can go back into the data and see what works with them and what doesn't. Second, it learns from other similar prospects and clients that you have. It can go back into the history, literally 10 years, if you have the data for that long, and see what has worked in the past for a client like that. Third, it learns from your best salespeople. And most importantly, it is continuously learning. It is continuously finding patterns that are very difficult for a human being to find. It can learn from lots of different data types. It can learn in real time, and it can respond as things change. So that's the part where it can usually, at a scale, do significantly better than even if you were to go and hire a coach, even if that coach was really spending a lot of time with every salesperson. And that's where the power of data becomes powerful. I've spent my career in data from the day one that I started working. And I recall this 20 years back where people would come and say, I worked in this industry for 20 years. I know the customer better than anyone else. And we would, in 3 months, change that scenario completely because they would actually be able to see the data brought in insights, which made a huge difference in how they were able to convert customers. And now what you have with AI is all of that on steroids, significantly more powerful and better than anything that we have done in the past.
Well, it's so encompassing. I can see why once you've explained this to your prospects, when they're considering your product, it's like suddenly that light goes on. It's like, oh my gosh, this is the missing piece. And I didn't even know how much I was missing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, see, I'll tell you what happens. When you go to a salesperson, you know, you're asking them to do too much. That's the way I think of it. So let me share some examples of the kind of things we expect. We expect the salesperson to consume tons and tons of information that is out there. Read the news, find out what's going on in the customer, right? So we need them to be a really good reader. And more importantly, somebody who can make all these different connections that are coming in, all this different information. Second, we want them to be analytically so good to figure out what is the best plan for this particular customer, right? It's not having one, you know, one strategy that you follow. It's like, well, what is the best thing to close this? Yes, the best salespeople get that intuitively. Their intuition is strong and powerful enough that they can do it. But 90, 80% of your salespeople don't get it intuitively. So they have to spend time thinking and figuring it out. Right, so you're expecting them to understand all this information, understand all this data. Second, you're expecting them to then use that information to analytically come up with what they should be doing. Third, you're then expecting them to actually do, connect with the customer, have that conversation, do all the soft skills part of it. Now, the third part is something that I think we need to continue to do. As a salesperson, you will still have to go and talk to a customer. You have to make sure you respond to the things that they're asking. You have to provide all the information. But the rest of it can be very easily done through AI. So why should I burden my salesperson to do things which I don't think salespeople naturally are likely to do those things very well? So AI just takes these more difficult things. And that is why what happens is the output of your average salesperson suddenly shoots up tremendously, because they can focus on doing what they really do well, which is, you know, once I give you the right customer, once I put you in front of the right customer with the right product and right information, a good salesperson knows how to now take you to close. And with AI, that's what you focus on. That's what your job is, not worrying about who should I call today and who should I call tomorrow, which product should I sell to them. I can tell you all through the data and much better than in any other way.
That puts the joy back into sales.
Yes. You know, in fact, sales then starts becoming such an interesting job.
Yes.
And an exciting job, because you are now being put in good situations and you can win every time you go out there. I'll give you an example from my personal experience. We had somebody come in and try to sell us, you know, a benefit plan. And they went through this presentation for about half an hour, and I suddenly stopped them and I said, do you know that 3 years back, you guys had come with exactly the same information and I had shared some feedback about why it doesn't make sense for us to do that? And he had no idea. And then I asked him this question, how much time did you spend till today on this account? You know, he had spent more than 40 hours.
Oh my God.
Because he had collected this information. He had actually presented to various people in the company. This was not the first presentation that he did to us. So he had gone through a lot and travel time and all the stuff that we calculated. I realized that if they had a good AI system in place, he would just not have called me with that particular product. In fact, there's another product which makes a lot of sense for a company like us. That could easily, the 40 hours could have been spent actually selling us something that we have bought. And the poor guy was, you know, he was sincere. He really wanted to sell. He did all these meetings very well. And I think he was a good salesperson. But, you know, you look at this and say 40 hours of time that could have, you know, got him some good money, gone. The company wasted money. And by the way, for me, my team has spent so much time talking to him and figuring out, we could have saved our time. But like I said, it was inefficient on both sides, which the data existed, was sitting in the company, but there is no easy way. You know, the only thing was you had to expect the salesperson to go back and know that there is some data sitting about this company in this database, pull it out, have a look at it, and then decide what they're going to do. But today, you can actually have AI-based machines do all of that for you, save all this time, and as I said, in this particular case, a huge number of hours, and make the whole company and whole team significantly productive. And by the way, as a salesperson, make significantly more money. That's what matters at the end of the day.
Oh my goodness, what a great example. And I bet you were just dying. It was like, oh, I wish you had our product. Everybody could have saved time and money. Oh my goodness. We are going to take a break right here, though. This is Susan Finch, your host today for SLMA Radio with my guest, Anil Kaul. And we are talking about AI and why it saves you time, why it saves you money, how to implement it, and how long until you start seeing the benefits of it. We'll talk to you just right after this break and continue this conversation.
And for those of you who want to learn more, we just want to stop and tell you that Absolute Data, with its NAVIC AI-based sales guidance system, it makes every salesperson a high performer, really. They do it by empowering reps with a weekly game plan of prioritized leads and specific actions to take. Absolute Data's NAVIC Sales AI helps sales reps predict buyer needs and give guidance on what to sell. Now listen to this. why they'll buy it, and how to pitch the prospect. Imagine that. You'll close deals faster by using the predictive analytics they've put into this package to find the deal, to really own it and understand it, and to close it before anyone else even hears about it. If you want to hear more about the revolution in sales, go visit absolutedata.com. Just like it sounds, but without the E after absolute. So A-B-S-O-L-U-T, no E, A-B-S-O-L-U-T-D-A-T-A, absolutedata.com. All right, you got me glued. You had me at hello. I'm ready to hear more. How about it, Susan?
All right, we're back. Susan Finch again with SLMA Radio and my guest, Anil Kaul. And we are talking about AI and how to implement it, why to implement it, and what it can do to increase your success. Anil, you gave us a great real-life example of that poor insurance policy rep that came to your company. And folks, you're going to have to rewind if you missed that, because it was really, it really drives home the value of AI and how to put joy back into the job of our salespeople. So let's move on to the next thing. And let's get right into this. You've talked about, you know, predicting buyers' needs through data and things. How is this done, though, if the buyer refuses to answer the timing question?
The interesting thing is you don't need to ask the buyer any questions like that, right? Timing is a good question that you ask. Like, I don't need to ask the buyer what is the right timing for you to be selling this product. And here is the reason. Because buyers give us a lot of information through the data that we are able to capture from them, either with them having come to the website and done something, or from the past history. You can know when the customer is going to buy something before they know they're going to buy something. You know, you might recall there was about, I think, like 5 or 7 years back, there was this story that came out about Target being able to predict that someone was pregnant when they didn't know they were pregnant. It's the same thing.
Yes.
With AI, I can know when the customer is likely to buy something before even the customer might know. Let me share an example of this. You know, we have a customer that sells technology equipment. And we looked at their data, and we had about 10 years of data history available for various customers. And we were able to identify a very large number of opportunities to sell their products, which the sales team wasn't aware of. And when the sales team went to the customer said, yeah, we have been thinking of buying this, but we just haven't started the process. Right? So you got the information about something that they're going to buy later. And you might ask me, how did you figure it out? Well, we know there is a correlation between the various types of products that people buy. There is a cycle that they go through. AI goes and figures out those complex buying cycles. It figures out that if more than 3 or 4 people from a particular company have come to the website and looked at a particular product, there is something going on there. Right? So you are picking up all of these signals and then putting it together to say, now is the right time to have that conversation. Same customer, one of their biggest sale happens is when somebody opens up a new location. Right? So the moment they hear announcement that this company is going to open a new location, they know I'm going to sell a lot to them. However, what we found through AI was that the best time to contact that company that had opened up and made an announcement of a new location was 6 months after the announcement, not at the time of announcement. But you know what was happening? The moment a salesperson saw an announcement, they start calling. So essentially, they were wasting their time for 6 months because the customer just wasn't ready for 6 months to buy it, because the announcement happened, and I'm sure there's a lot of stuff going on before they actually get to the time where they say, now let's buy your products. So now, as a salesperson, you're always nervous and say, no, let me call now and let me not wait for 6 months. But from data, we were able to show, wait for 6 months, call after that. And again, by the way, it was not just 6 months. For some customers, it was 8 months. So we were able to customize it to each particular customer. Start calling them, and you will still be able to sell exactly the same product. And by the way, your customer will be a lot happier because you have bugged them for 6 months. You have saved that time where you would have called this particular customer and actually sold something else during that time. That is something difficult to figure out without AI, without analytics, which looks at these data patterns and is able to figure it out. So I don't need to ask the customer. I can figure it out as long as I have sufficient information that I'm capturing through all these leads.
Well, that sounds exciting to me. That's like a dream. So for these situations, do you provide a script or a battle plan for the sales manager and the rep based on AI? You know, is it something that comes up live during a phone call for the inside reps or from any device? How are they guided, or do you provide that kind of guidance to take them through based on the data?
Yeah. So let me, I'll give you a two-part answer to this, if you don't mind. Sure. My first part answer is where the world eventually will be, my dream world. We're not there. In the dream world, yes. You have a device that tells you, here is the message that you need to give. However, in reality, which is my second part of the answer, we're not there as yet. And the reason we're there not as yet is because some of this information, particularly, you know, when you have to have the conversation, is not captured in most of the companies. You know, they're not recording it. They're not taking care, you know, they don't have a system where somebody records what conversation they had, what did they talk about. I think it's that part is a little bit in the early stages. But what we can do today is, if you have four scripts, we can recommend to you which particular script is the best one for a particular customer. Okay. That level of tailoring is already being done. What will happen eventually is you will actually have not just one of the four scripts, but you will actually get a tailored script created for each customer. That's the dream world. We'll get there. We just need to get the data. The capability is all there. It's just that we don't have enough data to create that for customers. And there are companies that are capturing the data. So, for example, there are tools that record every online meeting that you have, convert it into text, do analysis of that, and figure out what are the words that work in a sales meeting, what are the words that don't, how much, like, an interesting insight I saw was, if you speak more than 40, if the salesperson talks for more than 45% of the time, the likelihood of going to the next stage goes down tremendously. You know, those kind of things have already started coming out. But the tool that, you know, for example, we're building is the one that will not only give you this data point, but actually guide you. It might, you know, pop up on your screen and say, hey, John, you've been talking too much. Slow down and let the customer talk. That's where we're going. That's the guidance that you'll start getting.
I even do that when I'm out with friends. I'll give them the wrap it up sign. Just to, okay, heard it, or let's move on.
Yeah. So you'd have somebody sitting on the side and letting you know that. So yes.
I like it. This time flew, Anil. We can't get to our last two questions. We're probably going to have you back on if you don't mind. I'm wondering what is your current thing that you're so excited about? Where do we want to take people on your website rather than just the homepage? Where do you want to send them, and tell us what you want them to learn about?
Great. So I think, you know, so on our website, we have Navik Sales AI. That's our platform. So I'll talk a little bit about that, because all the things that I was just mentioning to you, so we have implemented that through Navik. And the goal of Navik is on making every salesperson a superstar. That's what we focus on. So it's not about providing information to the sales managers. It's not about providing tools. It's like every person who uses Navik should be as productive as the top 5% salespeople in that company. So there's a lot of information that we have put in there. We have a lot of blogs. In fact, I have a blog that talks about how to use AI to convert your salespeople into super salespeople, and so on and so forth. I think there's some good information that anyone who's curious, who just wants to learn about it, about how AI can help, can go there and read about it.
Terrific. I'm going to have them do that. Anil, it has been a pleasure, and I learned a lot today. And I can see, again, while your prospects, once they have the education or a little bit more information, how they can get so excited about your product. Thank you for being a guest today on SLMA Radio. What is your URL for your website? Where do you want them to go?
Yeah, so our URL is www.absolutedata.com, and absolute is spelt like the vodka, no E in it. That's the way to remember it. You can go there and you can find all the information that you're looking for, and please, you know, reach out to us. We're happy to share information. As I said, you know, our job is not to sell. Our job is to make you buy our product. So we'll do any kind of learning, any kind of information sharing that we can do at any point of time. So again, yeah, Susan, it's been absolutely a pleasure speaking with you. I really, really enjoyed it.
Thank you so much. Talk to you soon. And hey, catch the replays. Subscribe on our site, slmaradio.com. You can get email notifications. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play. Wherever you listen, we are there. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to another episode of SLMA Radio, brought to you by the Funnel Radio Channel for at-work listeners like you.